Arriving in Thailand. There are some experiences in life that stay with you until you die. One thing I'll never forget is arriving for the first time in Bangkok, Thailand. Most people travel with family or friends, in package groups, or with a husband, wife, or significant other. I had left my travel buddy in India. We'd realised that we'd different ideas on what our 3-month trip should be, and so we decided to separate in India and meet up again in Bangkok. That's the reason I walked out of the airport on my own, with a rucksack on my back and nowhere to stay for the night. I found the bus to Bangkok city centre and enjoyed the 50-minute ride into the city. The traffic was crazy. Buses, taxis, tuk-tuks, motorbikes and cars crawled along at a snail's pace. It was polluted, it was noisy, it was chaotic. I got off the bus somewhere in the centre. I threw my rucksack on my back and started to walk. I had the address of a guest house in my pocket where I'd arranged to meet my friend, but I had no idea where it was or how to get there, and I didn't care. I was hypnotized by the atmosphere of Bangkok at night. The noises, the sights, the smells were intoxicating. It was so different to what I'd imagined, so magical. I walked for hours around the streets, going nowhere in particular. I felt free. This, to me, was what travelling was all about. The freedom, the culture, the excitement of a new city, and the promise of new adventures. I did eventually find the guest house. I found my way to the backpacker area where the poor tourists stayed. It must have been about 2 in the morning. It was a quiet, sleepy place that smelt of babies and fish sauce. My friend wasn't there. He had already left to fly back to the US. I didn't care. I had all of Thailand to explore.